Hey guys, what's up? This is Danielle, and this is my second audio boo, and I decided to start recording a little bit more on here because I would like to get some practice in for my podcast that I've been trying to make happen for way too long, and I think the issue that I have is fear. And I was fortunate enough to meet someone who was able to help me practice some and is willing to continue to do so, and actually made a really cool podcast that I'm super proud of, even though really it was him doing all the work as far as editing and things like that, but it was a first step in the right direction. So I thought that after hearing that, which it sounded great, I really thought that after hearing it, I would feel like I overcame my fear and I could go ahead and begin my podcast that I've been working on for so long. And I have subjects and multiple subjects and topics and strategies and websites and books and suggestions and all these things that I could share with other people, but for some reason, I let fear get in the way. And so I initially tried to talk about fear with the person that was helping me to work on the first podcast that I did. And because I was so nervous, it came out not the way I wanted it to, I guess I could say. And I was trying to get across that with fear, there is basically different types of fears, but they all can relate back to a few certain things. And if you can learn to understand your fears, you can overcome them. And I'm kind of in that process right now, so I just wanted to explain it to everybody, maybe a little clearer this time around. And my reason for doing so is because I want people who are in my situation to maybe benefit from some of the things that I learned that I know if I put into action could really move my life forward. And although it takes me forever to take something that I've learned and apply it, some people may hear it and actually apply it right away and get the results that they're looking for. So anyways, back to fear. So when you're afraid of something, it usually revolves around a few things. The fear of getting hurt or pain. You're scared that someone will judge you, or you're scared you may not succeed, or you might lose out on some other opportunity, or just some kind of fear of pain, of losing something, of some negative thing that will happen if you do the thing that you're trying to do, or even if you're trying to stop doing something. Your fear, it can be of pain, really. If you are in a relationship that you no longer want to be in, the fear of being lonely could possibly stop you, you know, from going through with ending the relationship, even though that's what you want. There is also the whole fear of the actual work that has to be put in. You may be afraid that you don't know what you're doing. It's not going to be great. You're perfectionist. Do you think that there's no way you're going to be able to accomplish all of this or learn everything? It's just too scary. And you focus so much on the fact that there's so much ahead of you to do that you don't think you're capable of doing that you do nothing, which basically it leads you back to the whole process of worrying about not being good enough, pain. Then there's the whole, what if I do this and the outcome sucks? What if it sucks? What if everything I put my time into just ends up being a waste of it? Or what if I work really hard on it and then just decide I don't want to do it and I quit? Or something along those lines. And if you can tell, there's kind of a pattern here where the what if question pops up all the time. So throw that question away. Screw what if. And if you're going to be stuck with it, if what if is the thing that keeps playing in your mind, then switch it out with positives. What if I work on this and I do learn how to do everything that's in front of me and I end up loving it and it's the best choice I've ever made? Everything that you do is a choice. You have circumstances that you feel in your mind can't be changed. But really, everything can be. It's all about what you think in your mind. You have to know that you can change things. You have to know that you can be who you want to be, and you can get the things that you need to become successful. But you have to understand that you're the one putting it in your mind that it can't be done. Your choices are what make things possible. So you have to let go of limitations. You have to let go of what you think you're not capable of that mindset that basically says, I'm not good enough and I'll never be able to complete things. Break them down and realize that overcoming fear is understanding fear. Fear is forever going to be present. No matter who you are, you can say you're not afraid of anything, but there is something that you're afraid of. Everyone's afraid of something. And once you get that fear is just fear, that's all it is. It's just that you need to learn that what you're afraid of is basically because of your thoughts. Fear is you're scared of the work that you have to put in, that you're not good enough, that it might not turn out the way you want it to. You might fail. You might lose something. And it all kind of goes back to negative thinking. You're thinking in the worst case scenario. You have to understand, if you're going to think negatively, if you're going to think in a way that everything is going to turn out poorly no matter if you try your hardest or learn things, if you feel like you're not going to be good enough, then it's going to be impossible for you to continue and to ever succeed because you're going to constantly tell yourself that you're going to fail, so you're not even going to try. You can't let fear stop you. You have to try to overcome it. You have to understand what it is, and you have to try very hard to put positives in place of the negatives. And the best way I try to do this because I am a person who thinks negatively way more often than I should. And the best way to go about fixing this problem is to say, okay, first of all, I have to stop looking at the entire process of something. I need to overcome the fear of the first step, okay? And then I'll worry about the rest. So break it down at first, because if you're looking at everything, then you're just going to become overwhelmed. Of course, it's a good idea to have what you would like to happen in the end, what you would like to feel, what you would like to be, what you would like to have accomplished. It's a good idea to have that picture in your mind, but you don't have to think about the process of how you're going to get there. You just have to think step by step. And literally just take that first step and say, okay, worst thing that could happen, because a lot of people, like myself, are programmed to think about worst-case scenarios. So worst thing that can happen is I end up in a spot that is no better than I'm in right now. And that's honestly true, because if you're trying to work on something that you're afraid of and you're working on it because, you know, it's something that you feel will make you feel better, will make you happier, will make your life better, then anything you try is better than nothing. And you can't be afraid of failure or of losing something if you're in your mind already trying so hard to move in a different direction because you're obviously unhappy with where you are now, or you obviously want something enough to really be thinking about how can I overcome this fear. So understand your fear and realize that nothing's going to be perfect right off the bat, but you can make yourself be who you want to be, do what you want to do. It's all about choices. Circumstances don't matter. You have to make it happen. So that's it for my first audio boo, and I hope, my second one. Hope you guys enjoyed it.